A longtime member of the Catholic Church in Emonic is waging a letter campaign to try to protect rural parishes from sexual abuse lawsuits. 64-year-old Nick Tucker is distributing a letter to media outlets statewide saying rural parishes are being unfairly targeted by 300 people who claim abuse by parish clergy in past decades. Tucker says legal action should target the diocese, not individual rural churches.
Abuse victims, lawsuits are fine. They're legitimate and are overdue. However, I think the process has left its track. It was fine until it says we've got to take the bank accounts of the poor parishes and the impoverished communities and their properties. That's where it became a social village issue.
Tucker says the village churches do a lot of good, and taking their money and property would be detrimental to the small, poor communities they serve. The bishop of Northern Alaska, who oversees the rural parishes, is in bankruptcy due to abuse lawsuits. The bishop's property and cash are being contested in court to determine what should go into a compensation fund for victims. The church claims rural parishes property and finances are separate and therefore protected, while victims claim the community church assets should be liquidated. Ken Rosa, who represents many of the abuse victims, says the goal isn't to cripple rural parishes.
The creditors committee is made up of individuals who live in the villages, and many of them attend these churches. They're not trying to shut down the Bush churches. They're not trying to shut down the church in Emonic or Luckanuck or Hooper Bay. That's not their plan at all. They're simply trying to make sure that the bishop gives a fair amount of money to the victims and that he doesn't hide assets.
Rosa says even if village savings and real estate aren't used to pay abuse victims directly, the assets could be used to leverage loans to do so. The bishop recently offered an updated $11 million compensation plan that includes $500,000 in village parish funds in exchange for legal protection for the rural churches. Claimants say that's not enough and want access to trust accounts set up to hold parish assets.